The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, the program that originates in Bleep, Ohio. Yes, our transmitter is located in Bleep, Ohio. I believe our license for WRFD is in Bleep, Ohio. I think. I'm not sure. Our studios are actually located in Worthington, but I don't know where our license is. But we are generally considered to be a Bleep, Ohio radio station. You see, can't say the name anymore. It's politically incorrect. I can't say the C word. I can't say it. It's no longer politically correct because of the revisionists. All right. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. You know, we talk about the COVID-19 virus and how contagious it is. Let me tell you what is really contagious. Political correct insanity. It is spreading like wildfire. And now the mayor of Columbus has contracted it. He's gotten a bad case. I mean, boy, he got it bad. And so they're ripping down the statue of Christopher Columbus. And that is going to bring about as much racial reconciliation as getting rid of Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben. What's next? Oreos? No, I'm serious. What's next? It is political correct insanity. And you know what? And Frank in Johnstown, I'm going to come to you. I promise. I told you I would. Listen to me carefully and listen to my heart. If someone could convince me that taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus would actually bring about healing, unity, racial reconciliation, if someone could convince me that it would really make a significant positive impact, I would get on this radio program behind this microphone and say, you know what? It's just a statue. And if taking it down will really heal our community, let's take it down. I would, but it won't. It's going to bring about horrible division because it's lunacy. All right, enough from me. I've got jammed phone lines, and I promised Frank in Johnstown we would come to him next. Hey, Frank, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Could I have one minute, please?
Pardon?
Could I have 1 minute, please?
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Okay. Well, I think it's interesting that Christ's name is involved in this with Christopher Columbus. And then also, our police have protected us all this time, whether we realize it or not. I just think, you know, God bless them, and we all need to have the courage to stand up and support them mm-hmm. for what they've done and what they're going to continue to do. And then Ginther removing the statue, I just wonder, did an out-of-state Arizona red light company, traffic light company, did they pay him to take this down so they can put up a statue and a monument to red light cameras? Or is he actually part of the Democratic Socialists of America just chipping away at our foundation and our history, just like the 45 communist goals that were talked about in Congress way back in the 60s? Yeah. And you can Google that. 45 communist goals, U.S. Congress. And if you take the time to read every one of those 45 goals they stated, it's shocking how many you'll realize in the news today.
No, it's very true. It is very true. And I think your last point is most poignant. This is the agenda of democratic socialists. They must revise our history. They have to, in order to accomplish their purposes, and this is just a step in the direction they want to take us. Good point, Frank. I think I gave you more than a minute. In fact, I gave you a minute and 54 seconds. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Good points. All right, who is up next? Craig in Mount Gilead is up next. Craig, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Craig.
You asked the question, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, what's next? Well, I can tell you what's next, Mr. Coffee. Because my Mr. Coffee always makes black coffee, but not everybody drinks black coffee. And so, Mr. Coffee.
Oh, no, I didn't think about that.
Man, wow. That's what's next.
Anyway. That would make as much sense as removing the statue of Christopher Columbus.
Exactly. But in all seriousness, the removing the statue is so totally ridiculous. But it was one of Ginther's comments that I wanted to talk about, and that was he made the comment that it was time to end living in the shadow of an ugly past. Well, I've never ever felt like I was living in the shadow of an ugly past, but I'll tell you where the ugly past is. If you want to talk about race relations, it's his party, the Democratic Party, that has an ugly past. I mean, do you want to talk about Southern Democrats? Do you want to talk about segregation? Do you want to talk about Jim Crow laws? So,
You mean the party that tried to defeat the Civil Rights Act of 1964? You mean the party that was the party of the KKK?
That's the ugly past. But sadly, when he says that, I don't even think he's thinking about his party that has the ugly past.
Well, what just fries my grits is... Democrats, every election, stand up and promise minorities, if you will just elect us, we will solve all your problems. If you will just elect us, we will solve all your problems. Mayor Ginther ran on a platform of police reform. Mayor Coleman, before him, ran on a platform of police reform. So now, after all of these years of Democratic leadership in the city of beep, now they're saying, oh, now we're really going to reform. Seriously? Seriously? And it's fascinating, Craig, that the absolute total insanity that's going on in America today is almost entirely in cities and states under the control of Democrats. Look at the cities that are filled with violence. Look at the cities that are where homicide is running crazy. Look where the minority communities are faring the worst. Look where homelessness is the biggest problem. And the one common denominator, you will see a D beside the name of the mayor, most of the city council, and in most cases, the governor as well.
And that's very true. And in many cases, that has been the situation for decades and decades.
Sure.
Some of those cities haven't had a Republican mayor since the 50s or 60s.
That's true.
I mean, it's decades and decades of Democrat control.
Yeah, All right, Greg, thanks. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to Jim in Lewis Center. I had jammed phone lines just a minute ago if you were trying to get through. I now have two phone lines available at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Give you an opportunity to sound off. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, now that I read Mayor Ginther's full statement as to why the statue of Christopher Columbus will be taken down, it makes perfect sense. Not. Here's what he said. For many people in our community, the statue represents patriarchy, oppression, and divisiveness. Many? I'd love to know who. But he goes on. That does not represent our great city, and we will no longer live in the shadow of our ugly past. Because you know, of course, America is inherently evil, according to the liberal left. Now is the time to replace this statue with artwork that demonstrates our enduring fight to end racism and celebrate the themes of diversity and inclusion. Now listen to this. And by the way, I'm going to go to the phones. I got full phone lines. Those of you that are holding, I'll be there. But here's the second part of his statement. Listen to this carefully, and I'm going to read it verbatim. By replacing the statue, we are removing one more barrier to meaningful and lasting change to end systematic racism. Let that sink in. Taking down a statue will bring lasting change to end systematic racism. He went on, and this is the most insane part of all. Listen to this. Its removal will allow us to remain focused on critical police reforms. Huh? What? Taking down a statue will help you focus on critical police reforms? How? How does taking down a statue allow you to focus on critical police reforms? Well, you know, you can't connect the dots. But he goes on. And increasing equity in housing. Taking down a statue will increase equity in housing? How? These things are not related. They're not even in the same universe. But then he goes on. Health outcomes, education, and employment. Question, how many more people are going to be employed after the statue is taken down compared to before the statue was taken down? How will taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus help health outcomes? What, is it made of lead? We're afraid of lead poisoning? Is there asbestos inside? Folks, listen. Let me quote it again, then I'm going to go to the phones. I double dog dare anybody to explain to me how this phrase has any relevance whatsoever and why it is not complete insanity. Let me read it again, and then I'm going to go to the phones. Its removal will allow us to remain focused on critical police reforms and increasing equity in housing, health outcomes, education, and employment. Anybody who believes that is absolutely as insane as Mayor Ginther. Anybody who believes that statement needs to get an appointment with her therapist. All right, as I promised, to the phones, and next up is Jim in Lewis Center. Jim, thank you for being patient. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thanks, Bob. You know, when I called here initially, I like you, as quite angry about all the craziness that's going on, actually. But your point about the virus that's going around, I think the virus that's going around is hatred, quite frankly. And then secondly,
that's true.
I'd like to
that's a, and that's a good point, Jim. This is hatred. It is. Thank
it
you.
It is. It's simply that. But over and above that, if they're going to take down the statue of Christopher Columbus in the city named for Christopher Columbus, for heaven's sakes, they need to change the name of the city to maybe to Kingston or Losersville or Martinsburg or something like that.
Or maybe Gintherville.
Yeah, Gintherville.
Maybe Gintherville. Maybe.
You gotta check back, though. His ancestors might have held some slaves. You never know.
I can promise you, Jim, the move to change the name of the city has already begun. It has already begun. So what are we going to call it? I would say Snowflake City, maybe, or Gintherville, or the funny stuff aside, Jim.
How about Fruitsville?
Fruitsville. You said it's hatred. The liberal left is not characterized by peace and unity, but anger, division, and even hatred. I think you are right on. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. And next up is Mike in Northwest Columbus. Mike, you're on. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Two things. First of all, who's raising their children to grow up and think that Christopher Columbus represents something evil? The guy's been dead for, what, 500 years? Who's doing that?
Our public schools.
Yeah, and parents, too?
No, they're just allowing the schools to do it.
And another thing, but what does the city, does Ginty care about this, what people in the city of Columbus say? Well, Columbus doesn't have a representative form of government, so nobody, they don't care. We have councilmen that serve at large, so there's not one person responsible for where you live, and you have 7 to 9 people that don't care. So these people get to do what they want, so they don't care what anybody thinks.
Well, I think that's obvious, and I think they've demonstrated that. They are trying to appease a tiny, small group of radical activists, and it won't work. It will not work. Hey, Mike, you were very patient. I appreciate it. Thanks for your comments. We need to take a break. Next up will be Gail in Newark when we return. But with Mike hanging up, I've got a couple of phone lines available again. They were jammed if you were trying to call. Now you can get through. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Bob Burney Live will continue after this brief intermission.